91X News.
It's 11 degrees and lightly raining at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Layla Nasser. Happy Halloween. On this festive day, expect to see tons of trick-or-treaters knocking on doors for candy. Julia Lennips has some safety tips for those hitting the streets.
It is Halloween today, and the streets will be flooded with trick-or-treaters to celebrate. Sherry Meeks is an inspector with the Belleville Police Service and has some tips for keeping safe on the streets this Halloween.
You want to be visible at all times, so if you have a costume and it's an extremely dark costume, you should have something on it that's reflective in nature, or at the very minimum have your flashlight.
She says traveling by yourself is not safe.
Travel in groups, have a buddy, whether it's you're older and you have a buddy, or your parents or someone else is taking you, make sure you have that for safety precautions.
And Meeks says safety extends to beyond the night out.
Have someone go through your bag at the end of the night to make sure everything is okay in terms of the safety of the candy and the contents in there.
Belleville has a program running that is called Halloween Safe Streets to help ensure safety.
So tonight, what we have going on throughout the city, starting very early, starting at about 4 o'clock, we have about 120 people out there, auxiliary police officers, community policing volunteers, Loyalist College students that are helping in a volunteer capacity, to just patrol the streets and make sure that if anybody needs anything, we're right there. And we're just ensuring that extra bit of visibility out there and to make sure everybody has a great night.
Julia Lennips, QNET News, Belleville.
Loyalist College is bringing a permanent symbol of the LGBTQ plus community to campus. Maria Henenko has the story.
A rainbow brightens up the front of the Loyalist College. Over study week, the school repainted crosswalks in front of the Kente building into the rainbow colors, symbol of the LGBTQ community. It also comes just in time for the first ever Pride Week at Loyalist. Brittany Woodcock, a journalism student and the leader of the Pride on Campus group, says it's very exciting news for the community.
I thought that it was really awesome that they decided to do something like this, especially with Pride Week coming up next week. I thought it was pretty cool that they wanted to make the school feel more inclusive for the LGBT plus community.
Student Government President Scott Rook says he is very happy the school is showing inclusivity and support for the LGBTQ students.
I'm extremely ecstatic that we're bringing a Pride Week here to the college. To be honest with you, I'm a little surprised that that hasn't been done before, but I'm glad that we're getting it done now.
Pride Week starts on Monday with the raising of the rainbow flag in front of the Kente building at 9 a.m. And more events happened through the week. Maria Henenko, QNET News, Belleville.
More than 50 people showed up to the Harry Potter trivia night that took place yesterday at Belleville's Public Library. Tamara Pilon has more.
Teams of up to 5 people came dressed in costume to test their knowledge of the magical realm. The library says the turnout was better than they were expecting. Prizes were handed out for a draw, best costume, and more. Tara Kerr was dressed as a Gryffindor, but was really a secret Ravenclaw.
I just kind of had heard about it. I wish that it wasn't for 16 years and older. I think that my son would have loved it.
Kerr says her interest in Harry Potter returned when her son got into the series.
Most recently, my interest has been sparked again because I have a 6-year-old boy at home and he's a Harry Potter fanatic, and so it's fun now as a mom to be able to sit down and like explore the magical world with him.
Kerr says Severus Snape is her favorite character, and there's a reason why.
I feel like a lot of people always feel like he's like one of the villains and one of the bad guys, but when you actually look and get to the end of the series, be it the books or the movies, you actually see this like soft side of him and you grow to love him as a character, even though you've despised him in some of the earlier books and earlier films. And I think that just really teaches you to never judge a book by its cover.
The second Fantastic Beasts movie, The Crimes of Grindelwald, a prequel to the Harry Potter franchise, is coming to theaters November 16th. Tamara Pilon, QNET News, Belleville.
Human remains found at a Vatican property may shed light on the mysterious disappearance of 2 teenage girls more than 30 years ago. Megan Williams has the story.
The Vatican says workers found human bones during the renovations of its embassy to Italy here in Rome. The discovery revives the mysterious case of a Vatican employee's daughter and another girl, both 15-year-olds, who vanished in 1983 without a trace within weeks of each other. Police say the cases might be connected. Officials are testing the remains to determine the age and the gender of the people they belong to and the time of death. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
A new study says people who are underweight face an increased risk of dying from a number of causes, just like people who are overweight. Scott Goldberg reports.
This study, published in the journal The Lancet, concerns body mass index, or BMI. And the short story is you don't want your BMI to be too high or too low. Too high means you're overweight. Too low means you're underweight. And in either case, researchers in London say you're more likely to die. Being overweight is linked to most cancers, heart disease, and other issues. Being underweight is linked to dementia, Alzheimer's, and suicide, as well as heart disease. But diet and exercise factor into this. The ideal range for BMI is from 21 to 25. It's easy to calculate yours. Online. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
The suspect in the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre has been indicted by a federal grand jury. Correspondent Aaron Katursky has more.
Robert Bowers was charged in a 44-count indictment for the shooting deaths of 11 people at Tree of Life Synagogue, where court records said he uttered his desire to kill Jews. The indictment charges 11 counts of obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs resulting in death and other hate crimes that make Bowers eligible for the death penalty. Federal prosecutors have already said they would pursue it. Bowers will be arraigned Thursday morning, beginning, federal prosecutors said, the process of seeking justice for the victims.
The funerals for the victims began Tuesday and are continuing through the rest of the week. The funeral of 75-year-old Toronto native Joyce Feinberg was held today. U.S. President Donald Trump is attempting to rally Republican voters ahead of the midterm elections by stoking immigration fears. Sagar Meghani has more.
The president insists his recent hardline immigration statements and actions have nothing to do with the elections, but the timing is striking, given that he and his advisors believe immigration's the best way of rallying supporters. He's sending thousands of troops to the southern border to protect against what he says is a migrant caravan that includes very bad thugs and very tough fighters. This morning, he declared so-called birthright citizenship is not covered by the 14th Amendment and will be ended one way or another. He says his lawyers assure him he can change it with an executive order, though many legal scholars say he cannot. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Sports is next.
Getting around Belleville in the later evening hours has never been easier. Belleville Transit Route 11 on demand will take you where you want to go, when you want to go. That's right, weeknights between 9:30 and midnight, Saturdays from 7 until midnight, and Sundays from 6:30 to midnight, you tell the bus where and when to pick you up and drop you off. Go online to btletsgo.ca to book your bus. Whether you need late night transit for work or pleasure, it's an efficient and flexible way to get around town.
Belleville Transit. Let's go.
In sports, the Loyalist Lancers men's and women's volleyball teams will be traveling to Durham to take on the Durham Lords tomorrow night. Both teams are looking to rebound after losing this past Saturday to the Canador Panthers. Jimmy Butler's discontent with Minnesota Timberwolves management continues tonight as the All-Star has chosen to sit out the Timberwolves game against the Utah Jazz. In the offseason, Butler made it known to Minnesota that he wanted to be traded. There is only one NHL game in action tonight. Patrick Kane and Chicago Blackhawks will visit Vancouver to take on Brock Boeser and the Canucks in a conference matchup. The Blackhawks are looking to avoid a three-game losing skid while the Canucks are fresh off a 5-2 win over the Minnesota Wild. Alberta and the city of Calgary are at the forefront of the decision-making about whether Calgary should bid to host the 2026 Olympic Games. President Justin Trudeau said in Ottawa today that his government will support the bid in the same way the feds have backstopped other recent large-scale international sporting events.
We will be there as a federal government to support the same way we've supported when it came to the Vancouver Olympics, when it came to the Pan Am Games, the same way we're doing with the Jeux de la Francophonie in Moncton. We are happy to have an opportunity to showcase Canada to the world.
Calgary City Council is set to decide today whether a last-minute revamping of financial terms is enough to save a potential bid to host the Games. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, periods of rain ending early this evening, then mainly cloudy. Fog patches developing after midnight, low of plus 4. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Fog patches dissipating in the morning, high of 8. At 4:10, it's 11 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leila Nasser, QNET News, News on 91X, next at 6.